And I don't mean to tell you something you probably already know, but if you managed somehow to miss this fact, today was the last triple date of the century, the 12th of the 12th, 12. Many people consider that to be an auspicious date. Pregnant women are reportedly inducing their babies in India. In Hong Kong and Singapore, hundreds of couples said, "I do." And it's also true closer to home here in Australia. The Victorian Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages alone said 35 weddings took place today, and one of those happy couples joins me in the studio right now, Dante and Michelle D'Amelio. Thank you very much for coming in, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you got your bouquet there?
I have.
Hiding behind a screen. It's a nice bouquet. You've done well, Dante.
Yeah, well, she made it. She's done well.
Now, explain to me what it was that... What was the motivation? Why was it so important for you to have a wedding today?
It was the 12th of the 12th, 2012, and you don't get a 13th of the 13th.
That's true.
2013, so this to me was not the doomsday, which is like the 21st of the 12th.
Yes, that's true.
So, but it was... A do-or-die date for us.
Really? Why is that, though? I'm intrigued by the importance that you placed on it.
We have been together for quite a while, and we've probably done things around the wrong way.
Oh, right.
A bit reversed.
But, yeah.
Well, what's wrong or right,
reversed.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And the other great thing, Dante, is you're never going to forget this anniversary.
Never.
No.
It's as easy as possible.
Yeah, that's.
But the bad thing is you've set a honey trap. If you do forget, it's going to be hideous. Now, you have actually, you've done the ceremony, right? So we are talking a bit to you after the fact.
Yes.
How'd it go?
Yeah, it was...
It was lovely.
But look, it was we wanted a low-key thing, and probably friends are going to listen now and find out that we've done it because we're doing a surprise thing on Saturday night. We've got a heap of friends coming over.
You've just said on national radio you're doing a surprise thing.
And our witnesses that were there, they've gone, "Can we put this on Facebook and all that?" And we've gone, yeah. And they've gone, and then Michelle's gone, "No, not till after Saturday night." So this has just blown it on.
Yeah, I don't want to explain either way that media works anything, but it's kind of public.
Yeah, that's very, it isn't it?
Yeah, but the proposal was also on a special date too, wasn't it, Michelle?
Yeah, he'd actually proposed to me about a dozen times.
I wasn't that many.
And I just said, no, wait. And, well, I suppose I sort of took it upon myself after he stopped proposing.
Yes.
And proposed on the only day that you a female can, which was the 29th of February. So
you proposed on the 29th?
Yeah.
It's a good thing you didn't get married on the 29th, because then your wedding anniversary is only every 4 years. And that's,
could be a good thing too, you know.
That's really tricky. Do you have any kind of belief that getting married on a day like today, 12-12-12, will influence the marriage in some way, bring luck, or is it just more a novelty for you?
For me, it's just like her day. That's the date she picked.
So. She said do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
What about for you, Michelle?
It was pretty much a day that will go down in history. So, yes, I did want to make it memorable. Mm. And it is good luck, I believe. So, yes, and it's also the day... so easy now to remember.
Yeah, I know. That's great. Are you a superstitious person normally, or is it just sort of the odd thing?
No, I'm not. Definitely not superstitious. I'll probably bring it on. There's a ladder there. I'll go, yeah, let's walk underneath that.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
But not with marriage. You don't mess around when it comes to marriage.
No, definitely marriage is a friendship for life.
Yes. Well, you'd hope so. Mm. That's certainly the plan. 35 weddings just in the Victorian Registry alone. I mean, it must have been hell down there with the queues. How did you go?
It's actually, we got there, our allocated time was for 2:30, and we got to go in early because someone actually postponed theirs. So there you go, someone actually called it off on the day.
We'll say no more about that.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow. Look, well, congratulations. I hope that whatever the date is meant to mean, it means only positive things for your marriage. Oh, and thank you so much for coming in and for spending your wedding day in a radio studio. That's astonishing.
Oh, look, it's just to us, Saturday night's the real celebration. Today was just Michelle's day. She wanted that date, and yeah.
No, see, you're not meant to say that. It means as much to you
as
it does to her.
It's just we're having a great time together. We're just enjoying the whole day. You know?
Well, in that case, you're off to a flyer. All the best for Saturday night as well. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. Great to speak to you. Dante and Michelle D'Amelio, one of the many couples who said, I do today.